Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm coming at you from the city of Toronto, Canada. As you can see behind me right there, we've got the CN Tower, we've got the whole city back there. But in this video, what I really want to talk about is I want to talk about the idea of staying hungry and how it's important to remind yourself of where you came from, especially if you've already got a good amount of success in your life right now. All right, so let's talk about how to stay hungry. So a little bit of backstory here. I'm in Toronto right now, and the reason that I'm here is not for a vacation. It's fucking cold, it's windy. Literally my fingers are feeling like they're about to freeze off. It's still pretty much winter here, it's bleak. The reason I'm here is for a legal case that I've been trying to battle now for 2.5 years, where an old client of ours from a previous business owes me and my partner $23,000. Not only that, but finally I come out here to argue the case and my lawyer ditches me. So I'm without a lawyer and I have to argue the case myself. Not only that, but the guy who didn't pay us, he owes us $23,000 in cash on goods that we delivered. So not only that, but he's countersuing us with a bogus claim for $55,000 because that's the most convenient way for him to escape paying us anything. So I'm on the line for 55 grand beyond the money that I'm already being owed. And on top of that, I was here and I'm driving a rental car and I park it at night at the hotel, and then in the morning some asshole scratches the side of the car and I can't find him. I don't know how he did it, but the car is scratched and now I can pay for it. So, kind of had a brutal, miserable day last night. Yesterday, all of yesterday, I spent inside a courtroom for 8 hours arguing my case by myself, no lawyer, just arguing it. I spent 30 hours straight preparing for it, didn't sleep basically for that whole day and the day before it, and just argued my ass off, argued for my life. I still have fears and emotional triggers around money. Right, still have fears around that from childhood, and so when I'm on the line for 55 grand, for me that's something I perceive as a life and death situation, and I was pumped full of adrenaline yesterday. I was really operating on a survival kind of killer instinct type mode. It was a do or die type of situation. At least I perceived it that way, and I was very, very emotionally triggered. I haven't been this emotionally triggered probably in 5 or 10 years, I would say. This was literally one of the toughest, most brutal days of my life emotionally. And it kind of brought me back home. It brought me back home and it triggered some memories of where I came from, in the sense that, you know, emotionally where I came from, internally my mindsets, where those came from. Because I can vividly remember back to times in high school, in college, when I was like stunning my ass off trying to be a good student, and how much emotional labor went into that. Or at the end of college when I lost 65 pounds in 6 months, how emotionally taxing that situation was and how much of a kind of do or die mentality I had to apply there to get the result I wanted. Same thing for the business that I started. The first business that I started was also a do or die type of situation where literally I was going to either succeed or I was going to be homeless. So it was that kind of decision. And then after that, getting into the dating scene, getting into the pickup scene, studying sexuality and female psychology, like for me, that was also a do or die type of situation. It might sound funny to you to hear that, but literally for me, it was like that because I was so bad with women. I was so bad with relationships. I had so little experience that that literally for me, it was going to be die miserable and lonely, or like put massive, massive, massive attention and effort on this problem in your life and fix it, and then maybe you can have a chance, just a chance, to even be kind of at a normal level in the dating relationship area of your life. So for me, that was a very serious type of thing. So having done all those, you know, I kind of forgot, and I've kind of started to get into a little bit of a rut. A little sense of complacency started building up within me. And I didn't notice that until yesterday when this thing came and just kind of like, bam, like it punched me in the face. And I felt it. I felt what it was like to be fighting for your life. That's what I literally felt. And I also felt that I could empathize a little bit better with some of you guys, because I know some of you guys are already fairly successful, already have good jobs, already have good relationships, already have good fitness levels, good inner development of your mind and your psychology. But some of you are at zero, quite frankly. Some of your lives are shit. Some of your lives, some areas within your lives are shit. Maybe your finances are shit, or your relationships are shit, or you have no really promising career or business opportunities for you. You know, maybe you're emotionally unstable. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you're miserable. Maybe you're anxious. Maybe you're having panic attacks. Whatever that is, I consider that kind of being at level zero, you know, at ground level, and then you have to kind of work your way up. And so I can empathize with you a little bit easier now. I mean, I could in the past, but it's just that I've forgotten that. And that's literally what happens, that when you get more successful, you get more and more successful, then what starts to happen is you start to kind of coast. You start to coast on that success. That initial killer instinct that you had that got you to your present level of success, what happens is that killer instinct kind of starts to shut off, because that's like a survival mechanism. It's like a lion jumps out in front of you as you're walking through the jungle. Well, sure, you're going to get all fired up and you're going to start to act immediately. You're not even going to think twice. You're going to start to run. You're going to start to fight. It's that flight or fight response. Well, you can't keep that up all the time, right? So what happens is that slowly you kind of get accustomed to it, accustomed to it, accustomed to it, and then you start to get into a rut. And any kind of dreams or goals that you had up there, you just kind of forget about them. They kind of dissipate, or you kind of start to think, I don't really need that anymore. I'm kind of comfortable where I am. And you get into this rut. And being in this rut, you know, it can be nice. You just kind of get comfortable. But it also keeps you from getting to that true high level of success, that level of self-actualization that you want to get to. To get there, take something more. Right, you have to have more vision. You have to start to motivate yourself in creative ways. You can't just always motivate yourself by negative pressure, negative forces, survival instinct. That's not going to be enough to get you to your ultimate level of potential. To do that, really, you need those loftier goals. You need to be working towards something bigger. For me personally now, what that is, it's not really money. It's not sex. It's not food. It's not a better house or a nicer car. It's none of that. It's really impact. For me, that's impact. It's the impact that I'm having on you guys. It's the impact that I'm having on everybody that I interact with the information that I'm delivering, right? This is my purpose. This is what I'm doing. So for me, that's very important. And to me, what I'm doing now is I'm starting to notice that I need to start to take this, and I need to make it like a base need. In my mind, I need to kind of trick myself and say, okay, this idea of impacting people, to me, it should be as important as breathing air. It should be as important as the need for water and for food and for sex, right? It needs to be one of those kind of more baser levels. Because what I'm noticing is that for the last year, I've been pursuing these loftier ideals, these loftier values. The problem is that I still get complacent on a day-to-day level. And sometimes I get lazy. Sometimes I don't want to work that hard. And honestly, you know, I'm not working as hard as I used to. How hard I worked out of college, how hard I worked to start my business, like literally, I worked so many hours. I worked so fucking hard. I'm not doing that anymore. It's hard for me to motivate myself to do that. I'm working smarter now. So in many ways, I'm more efficient. But still, there's something about having that kind of raw drive, that raw determination to just go out there and like work through a problem no matter what. And that can be a very, very powerful force. And a lot of times what happens is that people lose that force once they reach a moderate level of success. Maybe that's you. Maybe that is where you're kind of stuck at. And that's the reason that you are feeling frustrated, and the reason that you're feeling unmotivated is because you're stuck in a rut. And when this happens, I tend to find that one or two things can knock you out of it. So I say that most people get stuck in that rut, and they'll stay stuck in there for a very long time, and maybe the rest of their lives. A certain other percentage of people, what'll happen is they'll get stuck in that rut, but then an external circumstance will come and will knock them out of that rut. So this has to be something jarring, something emotionally triggering, right? For me, for example, it's this legal case. So it was very jarring for me. It gave enough contrast to my life that I can see, like, whoa, that's what it used to be like. That's what it used to be like to have that kind of hunger for life. Okay, awesome. So that was a great reminder. But, for you, it might not be a legal case. For you, it might be the breakup of a relationship. Or it might be just kind of finally looking at yourself in the mirror one day and saying, enough, enough is enough. And like you start to see that you're disgusted with your body. You have to start taking care of it, start losing weight, start going to the gym, maybe that kind of thing. Maybe it's some sort of rude comment that someone makes at you. But, you know, it's one of those comments that's rude but also true at the same time. And it starts to like get you to really see yourself in a new light. Maybe it's the collapse of a business that you've got. Maybe it's some bad luck that you get. You know, maybe you lose your car. Maybe someone steals a bunch of money from you. You know, something like that happens and it gets to you to start to like reevaluate your life. Maybe you're just kind of like forced into it. Or maybe a death in the family. Maybe someone near to you dies. That's always a very, very powerful external influence that can get you to start to rethink your life and to start to get you out of the rut. Get some of that thirst for life back again, right? Because you start to see that, wow, life is short. And I've been worrying about a lot of petty shit lately. Petty shit that's not going to be remembered by anyone after I'm dead. I'm not going to build any kind of legacy. I'm not helping anyone with this fear that I've got. So why don't I just like forget that for a second and just like focus on something that's actually important. Focus on something that's bigger than me. How about that? So I tend to see that, you know, one of these external circumstances can come and kind of knock you out of place. And those can be good. And a lot of times we think that those are really bad. Like, for example, if you asked me yesterday, I would have told you that this is horrible what I'm going through. It was literally one of the most brutal days of my life. But you know, now I look back at it and I'm like, yeah, that was actually an awesome growth opportunity. I really grew myself a lot by having to go through that whole ordeal. And then, of course, the final point is that, you know, sometimes an external circumstance won't come along. Now, if it doesn't come along, then you're probably going to just stay in that rut. But of course, you can take conscious control. And that's kind of what I'm doing now, is that I've had this external circumstance come in, but I'm also going to now start taking external control more. I've committed myself to that. Take conscious control of this situation. And so what does that mean? Well, I think that means taking some bold action. You know, it's not enough to take a little baby step. Sometimes that's good. That's generally how I do personal development, is through baby steps. But sometimes you also need to take a bold step up in order to get higher. Sometimes you just need to kind of like bust through the wall, make some sort of big, bold, radical decision to bust you out of a rut when you know that you're in a rut. What could that be? Well, it might mean moving out of the country, living in a new country, just out of the blue. Maybe moving to a new city, a new state, kind of change your environment, totally change your environment. Maybe it might mean getting out of a relationship, breaking up a relationship, maybe getting a divorce, if that's what's right for you. Maybe it might mean finally dropping that business that you know isn't what you really want to be doing. Maybe it's time to quit that lame job that you're frustrated with, that's keeping you down. Maybe it's time to even quit that very successful job that you've got, which is taking up all your time and keeping you from your true dream projects. So, you know, there's a whole list of these kind of bold actions that you can take. Now, I'm not saying that you should be frivolous and stupid and just go and quit your job tomorrow. No, I'm saying that you have to do this in a very intelligent, well-planned-out, strategic sort of way. But ultimately, if you've been in a rut, and you notice that you've been in a rut for a year or more, I would say a year or more, maybe 5 years. You know, if you've been in a rut for a long time, and you know that you're not going to change just by yourself, you know that you need some sort of external stimulus to come, like, put you out of it, pull you out. Or you need someone to help you. Or you need to basically put yourself in a situation where you're not going to be able to ignore the problem any longer. Well, then maybe you should consider doing that. You know, because it's really nice to have that thirst for life again. And sure, it's tough. It's not always pleasant in the moment to be kind of fighting for your life. But it's also very lame to be stuck in that rut too, right? Very, very lame to be stuck in that rut. And I think right now the best situation or the best solution is to go out there and have the loftier goals that you're after, the loftier values, but then infuse into that some sort of killer instinct that you had from the past, right? I think that's the ultimate ideal situation. That's personally what I'm going to try to create for myself right now. I'm feeling extra pumped up after that case. Extra pumped up. I still have not gotten the verdict from that. Argued my ass off. Even the opposing counsel came up to me at the end of the trial and said how impressed he was by how hard I argued that case. Even the guy that I was suing, he was at the trial, he's a witness. He came up to me at the end and he said how impressed he was how hard I argued that case. And there were even like legal students that were taking some notes. They were just like students that were studying laws. And they were just taking notes and observing the trial. And they told me the same thing, that they were surprised at how well I argue that, and that I wasn't a lawyer myself.
So I guess, you know, what I learned from that is many lessons. I'll share those in other videos. But ultimately, it's this feeling, you know, it's the feeling of being back on track, really fighting for something, not just in a kind of a slow pace sort of way, but in a like do or die sort of way. That can be really powerful. So see if you can create that kind of scenario in your life. And if you're in that scenario right now already, not of your own choice, because you're stuck in the mud and your life is shit, then you know what? I've been there. I've just been there yesterday. I've been there many times before in my life. And just kind of, you have to push through. You have to push through and trust that there's going to be something bigger for you. I know now how painful it is. I remember very vividly how painful it is, just because I went through an experience like that yesterday. All right, so this is Leo. I'm going to be signing off. This is what I have to say about staying hungry. So this is goodbye from Toronto. Go ahead, post your comments down below. Please like this. Please share this. Click the like button right now. And of course, I would like you to come check out actualize.org and sign up to our newsletter there, where I'm releasing new videos, new articles, other goodies about how to self-actualize, how to master your own psychology so that you can create an extraordinary kind of life.